He's facing a number of felonies. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
This was not a random act. This was intentional.
San Francisco Police Chief William Scott says the suspect accused of attacking Paul Pelosi after invading his home is currently hospitalized but will soon be booked. Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is also in the hospital. Authorities say he underwent surgery for a skull fracture and is expected to make a full recovery. The motive behind the attack hasn't been revealed, but President Biden says there's too much hatred, vitriol, and political violence.
What makes us think that one party can talk about stolen elections, COVID being a hoax, there's all a bunch of lies, and it not affect people who may not be so well balanced?
The accused assailant reportedly yelled, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" A similar chant was heard during last year's Capitol riot. Republicans are also outraged. Congressman Steve Scalise said, "Violence has no place in this country." Political rivalries are at a fever pitch as Election Day fast approaches. Democrats in tough races are getting some last-minute help from former President Barack Obama. He was in Georgia last night, boosting gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams and incumbent U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock. Both have been tied heavily to President Biden.
Joe is fighting for you every day. He's got your back. He's doing everything he can to put more money in your pockets, to make your streets safer.
Today, Mr. Obama will campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin. Next week, he'll head to Nevada. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The attack on Paul Pelosi, the husband of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is renewing questions about security for federal lawmakers.
U.S. Capitol Police has just seen this huge spike of threats to members of Congress over the past couple of years. Axios actually reported this year that threats went up by about 144% from 2017 to 2021. Members outside of leadership do not receive Capitol security. Although this year, the House Sergeant of Arms gave House members $10,000 to install a security system in their homes.
Fox's Aisha Hosni on Capitol Hill. As the midterm elections get closer, violent crime is a growing concern among voters from coast to coast.
The number one issue for us in this campaign that I've heard from New Yorkers is that they want safe streets. They want to stop passing pro-criminal laws. They want district attorneys actually doing their jobs.
House Republican Lee Zeldin is running for governor of New York. Democratic incumbent Kathy Hochul recently unveiled a plan to surge police officers on the New York City subway system. Here's a contest much of the country is watching. It has nothing to do with elected office and everything to do with Powerball.
There's good and bad news about a jackpot this big. An estimated $825 million for Saturday night's Powerball drawing, the fifth largest in U.S. history. That's the good news for potential winners. The cash option would be more than $410 million, minus any state and federal taxes. Unfortunately, it's just as hard as ever to win. The odds remain 1 in 292 million, and no one has picked all six winning numbers since early August. 36 drawings in a row with no grand prize winner.
Fox's Lisa Brady. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.